Good afternoon. We have a mixture of sunshine and clouds today across interior New York and New England, and with a broad trough of low pressure overhead, a cool pool of air in the upper levels of the atmosphere is initiating a few widely scattered showers and perhaps a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms rolling through from time to time this afternoon. Temperatures will be below normal, but still pleasant with low humidity, reaching into the lower to mid-70s in most places, with some upper 70s in the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England. Any showers and thunderstorms this evening will die out, and we'll have mostly cloudy skies overnight. Again, comfortably cool with upper 40s to lower and mid-50s for overnight lows. More of the same for tomorrow. With that trough overhead, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds, a bit breezy and certainly cooler for this time of year, but definitely on the more pleasant side with highs in the lower to mid-70s and a few passing scattered showers or thunderstorms. On Wednesday, the trough of low pressure will lift out, leaving us with a dry day and a mix of sun and clouds. Temperatures still slightly below normal, but still very comfortable and pleasant in the upper 70s. On Thursday, a warm front will approach, give way to increasing clouds as the humidity climbs. Temperatures will also go up into the lower to mid-80s with late-day scattered showers and thunderstorms. In the more humid and summer-like environment, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms will be possible Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. While it's not raining, which will be most of the time, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds and high temperatures in the mid-80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the upper-level ridge of high pressure, which has brought extreme heat to much of the western United States over the past week, will finally begin to break down during the next couple of days with relief in sight for many areas. One more day of hot temperatures are expected today. While the Pacific Northwest will not see the extreme heat of Sunday, temperatures will remain above average for many areas. Readings will soar into the 90s for portions of the northern Intermountain West and the valleys of the northern Rockies. A cold front forecast to move into the northwest and northern Rockies tonight into tomorrow will bring an end to the heat, along with scattered showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures tomorrow and Wednesday will be much closer to seasonal averages from the northwest to the northern Rockies, while the southwest will remain slightly above average. But here, temperatures are not expected to soar to the extreme levels seen in recent days by Tuesday and Wednesday. Meanwhile, thunderstorms with marginally severe hail and strong wind gusts are possible late this afternoon into the early evening hours across parts of the Pacific Northwest and from the southern and central Rockies eastward into the high plains. The Storm Prediction Center has issued a marginal risk of severe storms in these locations. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 125 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 28 at West Yellowstone Gateway, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s. Boston, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the lower 80s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and highs in the mid-60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 59. The record high, 99, set in 1951, and the record low, 39, in 1979. Sunrise this morning was at 5:19 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:38 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with a few scattered showers or thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 70s. More showers and storms this evening, then dry overnight tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds with a few scattered showers or even a thunderstorm today and highs in the upper 70s. More scattered showers and storms this evening than dry overnight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with a few scattered showers or thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 70s. More showers and storms this evening, then dry overnight tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds with a few scattered showers or thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-70s. Scattered showers and storms this evening, then dry overnight tonight in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, a few scattered showers or thunderstorms through the afternoon today, and highs in the mid-70s. Scattered shower or thunderstorm this evening, then dry overnight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy on the cooler side for June, a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the lower to mid-70s, a mix of sun and clouds, upper 70s Wednesday. Sunshine giving way to clouds and more humidity on Thursday with the chance of late-day showers and storms, lower to mid-80s, and a mix of sun and clouds Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with scattered showers and storms all 3 days and highs in the mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.